Her next stop was a brief call on Admiral Serrano, who was said to be in line to command the task force. On her way through the interminable wave of military bureaucracy, she saw a sleek, blonde female officer talking to another woman.
Well, it was Sweeza, after all.
Both shook their heads. Marta decided she didn't like the sleek blonde, on no more evidence than the unlikely perfection of her bone structure and perfect grooming. She filed the comment away. Vita Serrano looked almost as harried and exhausted as Thornbuckle had. Marta blinked. She had not expected this.
What happened to you?
Lord Thornbuckle. He's furious with the Serrano family in general, and me in particular.
Why?
Because he thinks it was his daughter's attachment to my niece Harris which led her into what he calls dangerous interests. Of course, there was that regrettable incident at Xavier, but it certainly wasn't Harris's fault. Then I recommended that she go to the fleet training facility at Copper Mountain to get some practical knowledge, and I had hoped some discipline as well, but that blew up in our faces when she was shot at, then quarreled with Lieutenant Sweeza and stormed off on her own. Still, it was my recommendation, so it's my fault. I really had thought she was ready for something like Copper Mountain. Lord Thornbuckle himself introduced his daughter to Lieutenant Sweeza, but apparently that young woman is not at all what she seemed.
I am confused. I thought young Brunn had managed to get herself captured by pirates and hauled off somewhere. I saw the vid of her mutilation, that's all. But I've heard nasty comments about Lieutenant Sweeza from more than one person, and this is the first I've heard of Brunn taking any military training. And shot at? Was that part of a course or something else?
Vita suddenly looked more like the admiral she was.
One thing at a time. Brunn was accepted as a civilian trainee. She signed up for courses in search and rescue and similar adventurous things. I was hoping, frankly, that she'd realize how well her talents suited us and join Fleet formally.
Brunn? You could no more make that girl into an officer than a mountain cat into a sheepdog.
So it seems. Perhaps she was on her best behavior with me. At any rate, while she was there, she was the target of at least two assassination attempts, one nearly fatal, in part because she insisted on doing what everyone else did and eluding her assigned security detail. Her father wanted her to leave, and she refused. He recognized Lieutenant Sweeza from all the publicity and tried to enlist her help in making his daughter cooperate with her security detail. Apparently, his daughter did agree, and things went along fairly well for a few weeks. Witnesses say that she kept trying to make friends with Sweeza, who wasn't willing.
Why?
Who can know? She was taking extra courses herself, doubling up, but all we know for sure is that she and Brunn quarreled the night before the field exercise in escape and evasion. Lieutenant Sweeza was extremely rude and abusive. I've heard the tapes myself. And according to some sources, she had been previously heard to make disparaging remarks about the senior families and the Grand Council. Highly unprofessional.
Why didn't this come out at the time of the court's martial? Surely if she'd had a bad reputation, it would have been a matter of some interest during the investigation of the mutiny.
I don't know. I wasn't involved in that investigation, except in the most preliminary stages. All the background work was done at headquarters. Frankly, I had trouble believing that of her. I'd met her several times, you know. But the scan record is undeniable. Moreover, she admits she said those things to Saramiga.
Odd.
Marta filed that away in the same mental cubbyhole as the sleek blonde's remark.
So, what happened to Brunn, then?
Vita related what was known.
We're keeping it as quiet as we can, which isn't very. The news feeds have agreed for now, but who knows when they'll change their mind. Clearly, these people want it known. They keep leaking vid and other material, everything except location, to the news feeds. Worse, we still do not know where she was taken. And until we know that, we can hardly formulate a plan to get her out. The Guernesi are cooperating in every way, but so far we're still sifting through a very large sand pile looking for one very small diamond.
Marta gazed past Vita at the wall screen. a pattern of slowly shifting bands of color.
Well, I'll tell you what I've accomplished. I put Bunny to bed with his stomach full of decent food, and I think I've terrorized the medical staff into keeping him down for at least 10 hours.
I'm impressed.
You should be. I presume you wanted me for my knowledge of the region.
Your ships travel it regularly. We wondered if there was anything in any of the logs that might reveal a trace of the ship or ships that Brunn was on.
What are we looking for?
A Boros Consortium container ship, a heavy, called the Elias Madero, perhaps traveling in association with one or more ships of about patrol class.
I presume you want this information extracted without informing my entire staff?
If possible, yes.
I'll do the data suck myself.
Marta stood up.
Now, you, my dear, need to take the same advice I gave to Bunny. A hot meal, a long sleep. For a woman your age, you look like hell.
Yes, Marta. Are we convening the aunt's coven again?
No. Cecilia would be no help on this, and her feelings for Brunn would be almost as obstructive as Bunny's. You and I should be able to handle it.
If your esteemed friend will quit putting obstacles in my path. He's so convinced there's a conspiracy of Serrano's, I'm lucky to still be on the task force.
I'll see what I can do when he's had some sleep. Now, what can you give me for doing the suck on my own database?
Well, we've gathered the best we've got. Take your pick. Here's my private list.
Vita handed over a data cube.
You might want to work through Harris. She's got the really good techs with her at the moment.
Fine. Now, what's our conference schedule?